It's rare, but we had an Am I Wrong today where pretty much everybody was on the caller's side who called in for help.
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, it was definitely lopsided. We found out, is Chelsea smarter than a drunk person that I interviewed on the streets?
We also found out you had to be like a dad to your wife in a weird, not weird
that
way.
Is true. That is true. That could go down a dark road. But you'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Relationships are tough when you don't see eye to eye, and that is why Courtney joins us today on Am I Wrong? That's when somebody's going through something. So they call us up, tell us the story, and ask, are they wrong for what they did? Courtney, what's going on? Why are you on Am I Wrong today?
Hey, guys. I was seeing this guy for a few months, and, you know, we went on dates, and we were legitimately, I'd say, seeing each other, you know, weekly at least. And we never really had, like, the talk, you know, are we in a relationship? It was sort of assumed, you know, because we were just together a lot, and we did, like, all of the things, you know. And, you know, he recently had a birthday, and I thought it would be a good idea, a nice idea, to surprise him, you know, with some cupcakes and stuff. And I got him a really nice gift. And it kind of backfired, to be honest. I think I did a really nice gesture for someone that I was seeing, right?
Yeah, and you're leveling up.
Yeah. And I thought it was a sweet thing. And he's like, kind of thrown off, you know. He was visibly taken aback, and I did surprise him. You know, I didn't say I'm coming over, but I assumed it'd be fine just to stop by and drop off the gift and the cupcakes. And he's like, wow, this is like a lot. You really went all out for someone that, you know, you're not even my girlfriend.
Whoa!
How is he still breathing, like, right now?
What did you say to him when he said that?
I was shocked. I mean, I literally had to put the cupcakes down. I almost dropped them. I felt like I could have fainted. It was awful in that moment. I was so upset. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. Were you just not there these last few months? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, months.
Right. And it's not like he'd met my parents yet, but I felt like it was going down that route, you know?
Right. What's up, Brian Riley?
What did you get him for his birthday?
You know, I got him these cufflinks that had his initials in them.
Oh, dang.
Nice.
Dang, that is a nice gift.
I thought so. I mean, I really liked him.
I don't know what cufflinks are, but they sound expensive.
You don't know what a cufflink is?
Because you need
I wear sweatpants to work? You think I know what cufflinks are?
He'd need a button-up shirt. Anyways, okay, Courtney.
So, but why are you on Am I Wrong? Because so far, you've done absolutely nothing. You've done nothing wrong.
Well, thank you. That was what I wanted to hear. But yeah, so I was like, okay, you know what? Instead of going out with him on Fridays, which we typically do, I said, forget this. I'm going out with my friends. Like, I'm going to have a good time. You aren't going to stop me. I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to dwell on this. You know, I was upset for like a minute. Who wouldn't be? But I was like, I am moving on. And so he showed up at my house on Friday as if nothing was wrong.
Ooh.
Just like completely oblivious to what he did.
Heck.
Recently. So I was just like, I'm sorry, I am moving on. Like, I'm going out with my friends. I was not going to hang on to a Friday night hoping that you would come back and want to get together when you made it very clear that we are not a thing.
So what did you do when he showed up?
Well, I mean, honestly, I didn't even let him in. We just talked at the door. I was like, okay.
Damn, like he was a stranger.
Ooh, was cold.
Dang.
So he still thought there was still some honey in the pot, and you're like, no more sugar. What was his reaction? Was he mad?
He was a little upset, but I made it clear. I mean, I was glad that I was like already dressed and looking really cute, because I'm like, oh, this is not for you.
No soup for you.
Let's boil this down to black and white so we can figure out if you're wrong. So essentially, after he said you're doing a lot for someone who's not your boyfriend, you said to hell with it that I'm not your girlfriend. And just, did you just kind of call things off? Was there no communication after he said that?
You know, there was a little bit of texting, you know, between what happened and this recent Friday I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
So very short answers. I'm like, no emojis. You know, I was like, I don't have time for this. I just don't.
As weird as it is, I can see both sides. Like, you guys never actually had the conversation even afterwards. So it's like both of you are kind of stuck in limbo, even though he seemed like he made his bed and now he doesn't really want to lie in it type of thing.
That took some guts. I would never say that to a girl ever. Like, I would just...
Kelly stayed in relationships he didn't want to.
For years, I stayed in relationships just because I was too afraid to end them. So I can't imagine being like, I'm not your boyfriend. Ooh. That's... Wow. Okay.
The audacity.
You just want to know, was it wrong to call off this relationship without talking about calling it off?
Whatever it was. A situationship? Is that what the kids are calling it?
I don't even know. It was... I don't feel like I needed to have a whole dramatic conversation.
Okay.
Because we never had that to establish us.
Now it's time to put it to a vote because, Courtney, this is exactly what Am I Wrong was built for. So we're going to put you on hold, okay? You'll be able to hear all the calls. You'll be able to hear all the texts. And we'll find out, are you wrong for calling off a relationship and not telling him about it, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, hold on 1 second. 320-656-9453 is the phone number. Chelsea, do we got some texts coming in already?
Yes. Dustin immediately said, you did nothing wrong. And Jenna said, you're not even close to being wrong. I think if he really cares, he'll come back, apologize for what he said, and things will move forward.
All right, well, keep those calls, keep those texts coming. We will get them in next, and we will let Courtney know if she is wrong coming up. It's tough when you're in a relationship and one of you thinks it's way more serious than the other one does, and that's what we have up today. Courtney's on the phone for Am I Wrong. She got the guy she thought she was in a serious relationship with, a nice birthday gift, and a cake on his birthday. He said to her flat out, that's a lot for a guy that you're not even dating.
Ouch.
Or a guy that's not even your boyfriend.
Foot in mouth.
So she kind of just took the role of, okay, if that's the way you feel, then I'm just going to start going out with my friends and we're done here. Didn't have a conversation with him either. She wants to know, is she wrong for just doing that? Do we got any text coming in on this?
Brian bringing his wisdom from up north. Got to have that talk. The average guy plays the field until it's official. You're not wrong for telling him where to stick it.
Oh!
But guys are dumb when it comes to dating and relationships. If you want a relationship, you got to make it clear.
Don't you think Brian always has good advice?
He's so wise.
Chelsea, not this Brian.
Oh, I was going to say thank you.
No, not this Brian. Brian, who always texts in a lot. He always has good advice.
Okay, well, I'm just chopped liver. I like what Jenna said, though. She's not even close to being wrong. I think if he really cares, he'll come back. Apologize for what he said and things will move forward. And if you're not interested in moving forward, then good for you.
I wonder if the dust could settle on this and the relationship is salvageable. Like, maybe it's just hurt feelings right now. And everyone's just like, well, the heck with you. Well, the heck with you.
I think it's more of just like both sides, or at least one side is extremely hurt by the whole thing. So obviously that's probably part of it.
Chelsea, you see anything else on there?
Love this from Emily, and she even has good formatting in her text. Very impressive.
Nice.
It's a guy thing. They have a one-track mind most of the time, LOL. If it's not made 100% clear to them, it's not assumed, basically. So she's saying, like, don't take offense to it. She can see both sides. But she also says that Courtney did nothing wrong by ending it without telling him because he clearly wasn't in it for the long run to start.
That was a good move, man.
Mm.
Just, I'm going out with my friends. Bye.
Yeah.
320-656-9453. Keep the calls, keep the texts coming, and we will give we'll give Courtney her judgment in a minute. But what were you saying?
I just want to say she's definitely not wrong. I've been in the same situation. I'm like a huge gift giver, and I would buy things for people. Like, you can't really plan when someone's birthday is after you start seeing them, or like a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if it wasn't very long after seeing them, like, I'm just a gift giver in general, so I would buy gifts for people. You know, you definitely gauge it as like how special you do something. But yeah, I've definitely had that reaction before, and that's unfortunately just the reality of the dating world.
So if you were with a guy for even like a week or something, you'd buy him a nice gift?
I'm a huge gift giver. I buy everybody gifts.
Do you want to start hanging out?
I think that's sweet. And I think it's like the gift givers always end up with the non-gift givers, and it kind of hurts.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm married now.
And my husband's not a gift giver. He's actually deployed right now, and it's almost my birthday, and I'm like... I hope you're going to mail me something.
Send him a text, 1-800-FLOWERS. When my brother was deployed, that saved his butt many times.
Yeah, he always makes sure to do something, but he's definitely not a gift giver like I am. But yeah, unfortunately, that's the dating world. I actually have six sisters, and when they date, they're the same way. And yeah, we've all been let down by guys before. It's unfortunate.
Men just got a lot of other things going on. Sometimes gifts aren't the first thing on our mind, all right?
Aww. We just don't want to fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've let my wife down almost every single year except for this past year.
You redeemed yourself.
We've been together 19 years, and I've let her down 18 of those 19.
Well, I'm glad you're turning it around.
I'm trying. Golly, I'm trying.
Turn around.
Well, thank you so much for the phone call, and thank your husband for his service.
Okay, I will. You guys have a good one.
All right. 320-656-9453. That is the phone number. Let Courtney know, was she wrong for just ending the relationship without telling this guy after he didn't think they were going out anyway?
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Courtney did something really nice for a guy that she assumed she was in a relationship with for his birthday. Got him a nice gift, got him a nice cake. He said, wow, you're really going above and beyond for someone who's not your boyfriend. That was news to her. So she decided that he wasn't her boyfriend. She was going to go out with her friends. Now it's all a mess. She pretty much ended the relationship without telling him. She wants to know, was she wrong for just ending it? Just justice needs to be swift like that. 320-656-9453. What do you think? Was she wrong?
For her to just end it, I mean, that's valid. Without saying anything to him, that's a valid response. So she's not wrong for that.
Brian Riley thinks she might be.
No, I don't think she's wrong. I just think there should have been at least some type of conversation of like, okay, well, here's the deal. You think this is done, and then I'm also done.
Okay.
Instead of just leaving them on red and then just saying you're done.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, I mean, definitely communication, but also just like be done with it right away. Just be like, all right, cool. You don't want to be in a relationship, or you didn't think we were in a relationship, so let's just end it right now then.
Awesome, man. Appreciate the phone call. Chelsea, you see any texts on there that you like?
This is interesting from Don, where the guy was feeling her maybe a little bit more than she was. So she says she's not in the wrong. I went out with this guy just twice. Hadn't seen him in 3 months. We text a couple times, but nothing serious. And then one day out of the blue, the guy texts Don and says, hey, by the way, I met somebody new, so I'm going to have to call this off. And she's like, what? Call what off? Call what off? Stage 5 clinger.
I love that.
And Richard, Richard, coming from, you were absolutely right. He doesn't sound like he wants to put in the work. He wants it for free.
Girl. Brian Riley, you see anything on there?
Yeah, we got a first-time texter. Maybe he was just really taken aback and did not know how to respond. I mean, he is a guy, is what the text. Maybe he just never had a relationship with somebody who was caring for him. I would just talk to him and see where he was coming from, and maybe you guys could move forward.
The whole showing up with a cake thing, now, was that her trying to see what he was up to when she wasn't around? Because my wife did that to me when we first started dating. She showed up on a Sunday morning with muffins one time. And I answered the door, and I was like, what are you?
That's sweet.
But I was like, is she just trying to check up to make sure I don't have any other girls in my house?
That's toxic.
we're lucky that we ended up getting married one day, because I was like, what are you doing here? Like, it was like early on a Sunday morning. She's like, I baked you muffins. I was like, why are you here?
I think that's a love language.
It probably was.
The gift giving, to go through that work to bake somebody. I would have took those cupcakes right back home with me.
I wasn't used to women being nice to me yet.
Oh. and look, it worked out, didn't it?
Oh my God. It did work out.
I don't even want to know about your other relationships if that's the case.
You've heard about some of them.
Well, yeah, I heard about the one getting beat up in the car,
yeah,
for sure.
I got punched in the face while I was driving by one of my girlfriends. She was a passenger in the car. She could have killed us both.
That's love.
She did not bring you cupcakes.
Hey, this ain't about my sordid dating past. This is about helping Courtney out. So, should we get her back on the phone and give her a judgment?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Courtney, you heard all the calls, you heard all the texts, your judgment today, and am I wrong? Most everyone on your side, but some people were saying that probably having a conversation with him wouldn't have been such a bad thing.
Right.
And I think what he did was just ick about the whole birthday thing. I'm sorry, Courtney.
Just ungrateful, you know, I was like, that I don't have time for at all.
Is it just done now between you two? Like, it seems like it just kind of got messy, and now it's probably just whatever. Just
he's not
on.
Still trying to hang out.
Oh, yeah. No. There is no. I'm done with that. He really showed a lot of his true colors, and I saw his character in what he didn't do, or the initial conversation that we didn't have.
Right.
I was like, oh, you were just stringing me along this whole time. Okay, I'm going to move on. Good luck. Good luck for you.
And some people have texted in asking, have you guys talked at all since like Friday or whatever day it was that you went out, like since then, to try to either A, figure out the situation, or B, mend maybe what's happening?
You know, he sent me one text that said, we cool? ?
Yeah.
That is the smooth talker right
Please
there.
Please tell me you sent him an emoji back.
I laughed, and I was actually out with my friends. I showed them. They all laughed. I'm like, wow, this is It's hilarious at this point.
Another reason why I'm so glad I'm not on the dating scene anymore is this phone call right here.
I think you would send more than just a "you cool" text.
It would be, I would.
You cool? We sure? How about it? Call me.
I think this is so refreshing that Courtney's like, I'm not even wasting my time. Moving on with my life.
Wow. That's how you operate. Wow.
Yas queen. Mm-hmm. Well, Courtney, it has been a pleasure to talk to you today. You sound like you got a good head on your shoulders. I'm sure the right man is out there somewhere.
Well, thank you. Yep, I'm getting on all the apps and ready to get out there again. So, thanks, you guys.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Chelsea's got what's trending on the way in just a couple of minutes, but last week I was telling you that my wife was going to a sleepover with my cousins.
Yeah, and she survived.
She did survive, and I forgot to tell you guys this yesterday. I was so tired yesterday, this didn't even cross my mind. So, she went out with my cousins, and here's the thing. These are 20-year-old cousins that I have, okay? Mm. And they got together early, 5:30, what I still consider that to be afternoon.
What?
They got together at 5:30 and hit the bar.
Normally, like, 20-year-olds, they don't start till 10.
These guys came to party. They weren't even celebrating anything. That was the weird thing. Now, my wife was already kind of a little bit hungover from her birthday the night before because we hit it pretty hard on her birthday.
I forgot that you guys went out that Friday, too.
Right, and she's not a drinker anymore. So
oh, no.
She was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I have to do this. But she got back on the horse.
That a girl.
And was like, all right, well, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. But then she was like, would you mind giving me a ride? Because tomorrow morning, I'm not going to feel like driving home.
Smart.
So I was like, this is so weird. Like, this is like I have a young daughter where I'm like, okay, drop me off at the sleepover.
Behave yourself.
Did she have her sleeping bag?
But I felt like the worst dad ever because I was dropping her off at a bar.
Or best dad ever.
So we're texting all throughout the night, and she's like, your cousins are wild, man. Your cousins are wild. Like, she's like, I don't know if you guys have ever done this when someone buys you a shot and you have to, like, find a way to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're so blasted already.
All the time.
That you can't. Like, I would always tell bartenders, if someone orders me a Rumpelmintz, give me a water because I'm tore up.
People still order Rumpelmintz?
I thought this was a long
You know what the secret is? You got to buy a brown pop. And then you drink about 3/4 of it.
And then
you just dump it in there.
Dump it in.
Because you can't see it.
That's
true. It
mixes
with all of them.
It's good. That's good thinking.
I just grab it and they say thank you, right? Because that's the proper thing to do. And then I just kind of spin around like I'm going to talk to the girls. And then I'll slide it to somebody else.
Okay.
Or give it to somebody else.
That was a long time. I would just dump it right on the floor of the bar. I'm like, I'm sorry. You're going to have to mop this later, but I'm not taking this shot. I'll die.
When I first went out, I took every single shot because I thought it was rude. And then that's how you wake up, you know, on the floor.
That's a tough one. So anyway, so I didn't drink Saturday because I was pretty hungover from Friday myself. Right. Thank God I didn't drink because my wife texted me at 1:00. We're still at the bar.
The same bar. Oh, yeah, because it was just one bar they're going
to. I dropped her off at 5:30, 1:00 in the morning. They're still there.
Pulled out a full 8-hour shift.
But she couldn't take it anymore?
And no, she was like, I am so tired. I'm so tired. 2:00 in the morning. She's like, we finally are back at the condo. Will you please come get me because they're still doing shots?
Oh,
I was like, are you kidding me?
Hey, man, that is definitely your family if I've ever heard your family.
I had to wake up. I felt like a dad. Like, I had to wake up. But honestly, I wanted to send a message to my kids that you can call me anytime and I'll come get you.
Yeah.
So I told my daughter, hey, it's really early in the morning. I got to go get mom. She wants me to come pick her up. So at 2:00 in the morning, I'm driving, like, to go pick my wife up from a sleepover.
Which she did not do any sleeping.
She did not. She was just like, can you come get me? And then my cousin texted me the next day, like, hey, have you heard from your wife? I'm like, you mean if she wouldn't have called, you guys would have no idea.
Wait,
so they
were just drinking and she just Irish goodbye to them, had no idea?
Irish goodbye.
They were probably still drinking.
She did the first Mexican-Irish goodbye where she just left and I had to go get her. But I was like, whatever. I know that you're hungover. Let me just come get you.
Atta girl.
Yeah. It's so it didn't. It, look, for an adult sleepover, I guess that's about as good as you could plan on it going. She made it home safe. Everyone's safe.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Ray, North Dakota, population 740. Ray is the home to a pretty cool inventor named Mary Sherman Morgan. She invented Hydyne, which was combined with liquid oxygen and was used to propel the first U.S. rocket into orbit. She was born in Ray in 1958. That's a big deal for a town that only covers 1.3 square miles, but that's why, Ray, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's now time for a round of Drunk Dial. This is where I ask people who had some drinks, some general knowledge trivia questions. And Chelsea, today you're up. You're going to see if you're smarter than the drunk person. Not really. It's just you can either answer the question yourself or you can drunk dial.
Okay.
That's how this game works. So the first question I asked our tipsy person was,
what is the deepest part of the ocean?
Oh, geez.
Deepest part of the ocean. Now, you can either answer that or you can guess. Did the drunk dialer get it right or wrong?
I'm thinking about all the crevices and everything under there. It actually terrifies me. You know what? I'm going to drunk dial, and I'm going to say that they're wrong.
All right. Brian Riley, would you know this one?
No.
Okay. All right. Take it easy.
I mean, in the nicest way.
I was just trying to loop you into the game
here,
man.
No chance I would have got that right.
Hey. All right. Here we go, Chelsea. You're drunk dialing to see it, and you think they got it wrong?
Yeah.
What is the deepest part of the ocean?
The center? The darkest part? I mean, I don't know.
The deepest part of the ocean.
Yeah, the darkest or center? I don't know.
The Mariana Trench would be the deepest part of the ocean.
Fun fact. Mariana Trench is over 5 miles deep.
It terrifies me.
That would be scary, yeah. I think, what's his name? The Titanic guy? What's
Jack?
No, the guy who made
Jack
the movie?
Oh, there. James Cameron?
Right. I think he sent a submarine down there or something.
Yeah. Her answer was about as good as the answer I would have given. So.
I love it.
All right, Chelsea, let's see if you can get the next one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's the next one.
Where does the Wizard of Oz live in the Wizard of Oz?
Oh, the Emerald City.
All right. You got it. That's very correct
Thank
on
you.
That one. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Let's see what would have happened if you would have drunk dialed, if they would have got it right or wrong.
Okay.
Where does the Wizard of Oz live in the Wizard of Oz?
Kansas?
The Wizard lives in Kansas.
Sure.
Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We're getting closer.
Or Missouri.
You're just naming all of Tornado Alley. Aren't
all
you?
Of that vicinity.
The answer is the Emerald City.
Where is that?
In the Land of Oz.
Oh.
That's the whole movie.
Chelsea, you got that one.
I feel so proud.
Ooh. Ooh, that's tough.
All right, last one. Let's see. So you've gotten 2 out of 2 so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Let's see if you can get this last one, Chelsea.
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to ever what?
Oh, my.
Do you know this one?
I don't take his face off. I'm going to drunk dial and say that. I can't wait. They got this wrong.
All right. This is for a clean sweep. Brian Riley, do you know this one?
Yeah, I would agree with Chelsea. Take the face off would be my guess.
No, you're wrong, but you decided to drunk dial and you
That's
think
right.
I got it
yeah.
wrong. All right, Chelsea, let's see what they said.
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to ever what?
Vibrate?
Oh.
To what?
Vibrate.
Does yours?
No.
Or did yours?
It was like the 80s. It just sounded great. Fall apart, come apart. I mean,
come apart. Hey, guys, we're not that kind of show, all right? Not that kind of show.
Put together.
Okay. I think we've reached the end of this one. It was the first toy to ever be advertised on television.
Oh, look it.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Fall apart, come apart.
Oh, man, I liked her.
That was great.
She was good times. But, Chelsea, you did it today.
Yes!
You went 3 for 3 in today's round of Drunk Dial.
It's time to focus on the good news with Happy Hour.
It makes me happy.
Now, this happened back in my hometown long time ago, where cops and firefighters battled it out on the hockey rink. And that's what's happening in Billings, Montana.
Love it.
How awesome is that? And I'm like, well, who's working the streets? But you know what? It's all good. So the Billings Fire Department and the Billings Police Department started a fun new tradition last month when they put on their skates and hopped on the ice for the first annual Guns and Hoses charity hockey game.
Guns and Hoses?
Guns.
What a great name.
I would donate money just for that name alone.
I'm thinking about it right now.
How awesome is this? So in years past, the police officers and firefighters had battled it out on the softball field. And then they decided, you know what? Let's switch it up. We want a little more speed, a little more action. So they're going to get on the ice, which does take significant skill, I think. Members of the community showed up for the fun. They had food from the concession stands. They treated it like an actual game. And the group set up the firefighter's boot, like an actual boot, right, to pass it around and collect donations.
That's a great way to do it, man.
And all the money, guys, is going to go to help families experiencing homelessness to return to independence.
Now, is hockey big in Montana? Because there's only like 500,000 people in the whole state, so I don't know what goes on
the
there.
Way that state is set up, too, because everyone's separated. It's like everyone just lives in the big cities, and then otherwise you're hundreds of miles in between then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that big. I don't think it is. I think it's just something that like the town is probably big in.
Are there any professional sports teams in Montana?
No.
Okay.
No, it's too much space. And I think them with ice skating, that's how they used to get from town to town.
Yeah, I was thinking about the movie Mystery Alaska. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Mystery Alaska, like the scene is there's just ice everywhere. So people are ice skating from their houses down to work and like to the ice rink and things like that.
That's actually how ice skating was invented over in Norway with the Vikings that would skate across these frozen lakes to get to the next city. So anyways, the game was competitive but friendly because these are our law enforcement officials here. The first responders mostly encouraging everyone in the area to come out to the rink and support a good cause. I love this.
Heck yeah. I love it. And that is just about as northern as it gets right there.
I'm surprised we don't do anything like that around here.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
I could have swore I did a story about this a long time ago that they were doing something like that.
They do something. Like there's hockey. I feel like that would be a monster thing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Especially during like the high school winter, you know, the Hockey Day Minnesota or something like that.
Heck yeah, it would. Well, I'd love to see it, man. Strapping on them skates for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Happy Hour is all about, Chelsea. I appreciate you bringing that one to us. And that's all thanks to Audio Video Extreme.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Now, I bet you guys didn't know that the very first Olympics were held in Athens back in 1896.
I had an idea.
That would make sense.
Right. Okay. But did you know that in the very first Olympics, women were not allowed to compete at all? Now, the reason why is the co-founder of the Olympics, Pierre de Coubertin.
Yep, nailed it.
Said that women competing in the games would be impractical, uninteresting, unaesthetic, and incorrect.
And that theory still carries to today, 2024.
Women are crushing it in the Olympics. What are you talking about?
It's gotten a little better.
Yesterday,
a little better? It's half and half.
I don't feel like women's sports still get the credit they deserve.
Yesterday, I sat on
from
the couch.
Who?
And watched all the women's NCAA basketball games. Caitlin Clark played yesterday, and then Juju Watkins, a freshman, against Paige Beckers. Woo, that was some heat.
And we're talking about the Olympics here. Like, there's just as many women's events as there is men's. It's not like it's as lopsided. Because then in the second Olympics in 1900, well, then 22 women were allowed to compete.
Oh.
And? So they upped the game a little bit. Now, there was only a few sports they were allowed to compete in.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be great.
Tennis.
Okay.
Sure.
Sailing.
Oh, yeah.
Croquet. Equestrian. You would have crushed that one, Chelsea.
Yes.
And golf. Those are the only sports that women were allowed to compete in.
I mean, golf is physically taxing, but not really that physically taxing.
Right.
Croquet is. You have to bend over a little more.
Not like boxing or,
still did Olympic croquet. That would be sweet.
Competitive croquet.
That would be awesome.
Do they still do sailing? They don't do sailing anymore, do they?
I know they do rowing.
It's crazy that you bring this up because my mom, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they were all sailors.
Really?
Like, really good. No, not a pirate. That would have been a fun Olympic game.
That would have been. Pillaging.
But you have to give it back at the end because, you know, Olympics.
Sailing is like horse riding, which you do. Because I'm like, is there any more expensive hobby you could possibly have?
It's true.
Like, sailing just seems like that's the sport of kings.
You got to have your yacht.
And queens. I'm sorry, Chelsea. And queens.
Thank you. Yacht I'll be queen. A king. That's fine.
So the first Olympics was 1896. And then in the 1900s,
they allowed 22 women to compete. The funny thing, and I mean funny and not like a ha-ha, but just like a holy cow, was at a different time, is his reason was being impractical, uninteresting, unaesthetic, and incorrect.
Unaesthetic. Not fun, not nice to look at. Not right. Pleasing to look at. That's hilarious.
I'm telling you right now, that guy would be like in awe with all the women's sports that are going on right now.
Yeah.
Let him watch Caitlin Clark sink a couple of threes.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, yeah. This is whatever he said.
This is incorrect.
Yeah, there it is.
Love it.
You maybe didn't find this one interesting. I really did because I had no clue that the first Olympics didn't allow women to compete. But, I mean, if you think 1896, I guess it's not that hard to believe. We were doing things a little different back then.
A little fast and
but
loose.
But we've come a long way, baby. And we got a long way to go. But I found this one super interesting. You maybe didn't. I don't care, man. It's all about things that I find interesting. And I know that sometimes. Maybe it's just me. Welcome to the bonus track. It's our first break of the day. We tacked it on the podcast. Boy, we were being super topical today, talking about COVID-19.
Brian enjoys the draft. No, not for war, but for football.
Oh, it's going to be the best. I can't wait.
Right. Boy, that went on so long, too, that we talked about that.
And a whole chunk all for Bobby Bones.
I mean, you know, you got to give the man some love. You got to give the man some love.
Kelly's just looking for an out just in case he wants to move back down to Texas.
I'm just hoping he hears this.
We love you, Bobby.
You'll hear it all right now in our bonus track. We tack it on the end of the podcast.
It goes down hard. hard to reboot.
My man had COVID, and I was like, you liar. You are such a baby. And then I took his time. I'm like, oh, my gosh. He's at like 104 temp, and then he was like out for 3 days. I had COVID. I was expected to go to work within the next hour.
Why?
Running the same amount of temp because we were so short-staffed.
Like a terrible job.
He didn't believe in sickness.
I accidentally spread COVID.
You're a super spreader?
But this was like before I moved up here. Okay. And so it was the springtime, and I get really bad spring allergies.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
So I thought it was spring allergies. So I was like, whatever. And then a coworker of mine, my old roommate, was like, I got COVID. And I was like, what were your symptoms? He's like, I had a runny nose, whatever. So I just took a test. So I was like, well, I'm going to take a test. I took the test. I had COVID. Another on-air guy took the test. We had 4 out of our 5 on-air guys completely out of COVID, and we still had to be at home.
Yeah,
and none of us. We didn't have boards, so we just had basically our whole on-air staff was taking a week for a vacation at that point.
Let the music play.
Had to
let the music play.
No other option.
Jukebox it.
I felt so bad. So me and my cousin Dana will sit around and have drinks a lot after my wife falls asleep because after my wife's chemo, she just can't hang anymore.
Right.
Which is fine.
That's okay.
So she'll go sleep on the couch right where she can still hear the conversation. Oh. And I felt so bad because I had COVID and had no idea, but my cough was insane. And I'm literally like coughing right in my cousin's face as we're sitting at the bar having drinks with each other. And sure enough, I was a super spreader because I gave it to my cousins, everybody.
It's the only time you're ever called super and don't like it.
Right.
You know?
I just unpacked all sorts. I'm still unpacking, right? I found my mask. I was like putting you away. And I have like 15 of those free tests from the government.
Right.
Fun. So my gosh, the next time you guys have is that even still a thing?
They're probably expensive.
My wife has some because she works in the school system. But here's what I don't like. They're like, okay, and then enter your results into this app.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know about that.
No. Track it.
You're not going to track me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's official. Yesterday, I bought my tickets to Detroit, Michigan for the NFL draft.
Yeah. This is like a holiday for you.
Oh, my God. I have said this. I have said that a billion times. The NFL draft might be my favorite sporting event of the year. And
that's
it's the
insane.
Most boring thing for most people.
So what, okay, is this NFL players that are currently playing, or is this like the college players that are going to make it big?
It's the college players that are getting drafted to the NFL teams.
So Brian is living vicariously through these players, basically.
Do you get to meet any of them? Like, is it kind of more of a laid back thing? It's kind of like they say spring training. Like, you go to spring training, you can meet the players.
No, so you could, depending on where you're at. So the way it was last year when I was in Kansas City, it's a big, think of just like this big football festival where it's got a bunch of games, it's interactive. There's a lot of things that the NFL just runs, kind of like they did at the Super Bowl when they had that big whatever event down by the bank.
Oh, I was down there for that. That was fun.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, but it's outdoors. It's all over the place, and you can go do that. And then if you get there early enough, you can get on the guardrail, and you can center yourself so you'll be able to see the draft and do all of that stuff. If you are a crazy super fan, they pick you sometimes to go down into like the area where your team is selecting, and then the camera gets put on you, and you're wearing a crazy wig.
So you hype them up.
Yeah. But I go there because I've just been like obsessed with the draft ever since I was a kid. And I don't know why. I get excited every year. Like, if I didn't go to Detroit, I was going to take Friday off of work.
To just watch it on TV?
Because the draft goes to like 11, 11:30. And then I just get so amped up. It's like a big party to me.
It's too much.
I don't get it. But as I've always said to huge sports fans, I respect it.
Right.
But I just don't get, like, I can't imagine dedicating that much of my time to other people's accomplishments. I just can't do it.
And this year is different because the Vikings are expected to trade into the top of the draft, the top three, because they all the, so it's, if you're a Vikings fan, like an actual Vikings fan, not just a, you know, fair weather fan.
That's me.
Yep. You'd be like, yeah, that's actually a pretty good draft to go to, because next year they might not even have a first round draft pick.
I always, this is going to make a lot of people super angry, but I always hope at the end of the Viking season they start losing so I can afford to go to a game. Otherwise, it's too expensive to go to a football game. And I like the pageantry. This shows how emotional I get. I tear up when the Vikings come out, when the snow starts falling in the stadium, and the lights start going around, and they start hitting that drum.
The horn.
Right, and they start showing that video on the screen. Like, I get goosebumps and tear up.
This is so great.
I don't give a damn. You can make fun of me. I'm not making fun of you for going to the draft.
I'm just saying, you
jerk.
We were there for the Bud Grant when they were honoring him.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And I totally teared up, and it was just this whole history of football, and I mean, that's legendary, man.
Yeah,
I had a buddy. We went to the game that Teddy Bridgewater came back and played the first time after his knee blew up.
My buddy
looks at me and he goes, I have tears in my eyes. I go, why? This is the fourth quarter. We're losing by whatever.
His mom went to every single game. Every single game.
Oof. What's it like to not have a heart, Brian?
It's okay. It has its ups and downs, for sure.
I would hate to be so heartless.
No, I cry. I just like not at things like that.
Just holds it.
Like a lot of times when you're talking sports, this is what's playing in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to do elevator music.
No, that's what's playing in my head is just a test tone. And I'm like, oh, he'll be back soon.
At some point, you'll catch on.
It's too late. I'm too old to start liking sports now. I liked sports when I was like 15 to 22. And then for some reason, I just stopped.
Like, is that a 7-year gap of sports?
I just stopped liking sports. I just stopped watching them. I don't know what happened.
I couldn't keep up because we did. I mean, it's amazing what guys, like their sports knowledge, like Brian, he can rattle off all the team players, all the history, all that other stuff until I got into fantasy football. And then I started watching like 12 games at a time. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then you're learning so much. Like,
I'm in something that you would find super boring, Kelly. It's a dynasty fantasy league.
Oh my
where
God.
You keep the players forever, and then you trade them, and you trade for draft picks and things like that. Like, you're a GM of an actual team.
Well, how do you have time? Because you don't have kids, that's why.
Yeah.
You don't have a wife and kids.
No, well, I have a cat.
There's guys that sneak away, though, from the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go to draft parties.
My wife wouldn't allow it.
Is that what your excuse is going to be?
Yeah, it's
Kelly,
one of
them. Our fantasy. Yeah. Wife won't let me. Can't do it.
You just say it's an appointment. Nobody can argue that.
I have 0% desire to ever play fantasy football. I don't know the players. I don't know the stats. I don't know who's good, who's not.
I saw this bit online where a bunch of guys had their wives or girlfriends draft their team for them.
Oh, that's good.
Without the guys having any say of who they pick, I would have that for you. I'd say, Kelly, you could draft my team for me with zero knowledge of the players.
My sister-in-law went undefeated for 4 weeks in fantasy football, all on auto draft, did not fix her lineup at all, and was just cruising.
That's a Kelly Jordan
team. But then by week five, you know, they have their off week and stuff, so sorry.
If I could do auto draft, I'd do it. If I could just hang out with you guys and drink and just let AI decide who plays for me.
Kelly's got seven kickers on his team.
Igwebike. He's making a comeback.
He picks defense the second round.
I don't even know what that means. Sure. All right, let's do some history, guys.
All right.
That is all the sports talk I can handle for this month. We burned it up on April 2nd.
Yeah, holy cow.
It was on this day back in 1902. The first U.S. movie theater opened up in L.A. and charged 10 cents admission.
Ooh.
Do you know why they started selling popcorn at movie theaters?
Because it's delicious.
Well, that's a part of it, but it was during the Great Depression in the 1930s. It was literally the only thing that they could afford to sell and that people would actually buy because no one had any money.
Well, God bless them because it's delicious.
They could still make a profit on it.
I have a hot take. Do you think they should start selling kettle corn at movies?
I hate kettle corn.
No. Oh, I love
kettle corn. I absolutely hate. My wife buys kettle corn, and every time I'm like, dang it.
It's so good. I'll do that twice a year, but not every movie.
I hate kettle corn so much. Popcorn is supposed to be salty and buttery, not sweet.
No, give me that sweet tooth stuff, man. Ooh, I would crush a big bucket of that.
It was on this day in 1978. Wait for this hot sound effect. Velcro was invented on this day, and it was finally available for purchase on this day in 1978.
Wow.
You guys are too young to remember Velcro shoes when they were like the hot thing, not just something that your grandpa wore.
Like Vans?
I had a pair from Payless.
Of course. I think that was the only place that sold them.
It was in middle school, and they called me grandma shoes so much that I cried and I burned them.
They were like nurse's shoes.
Did they have lights on them, too?
That
was way... That's a newer thing.
Too high tech.
Spoken like a true Gen Zer. We didn't have lights on our shoes back then. We didn't have no lights on our shoes, bruh. You know how many batteries it would have taken to put lights in them shoes? There was no LEDs.
But think of how sweet your dances would have been with those shoes, though.
With the Velcro.
I could have been that backup dancer for MC Hammer that I always wanted to be. It was on this day in 1992.
The jailhouse gates rumble down as a prison van carries John Gotti to a future behind bars. Prosecutors say, "Don voyage." Goodbye to John Gotti, who's headed now for the prison yard.
He was convicted of murder and racketeering and sentenced to life in prison.
Yikes.
Gosh, was it worth it?
Racketeering.
Was it worth the life of crime?
I always love watching the old mob movies, like the ones from when they took over Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Like Casino, for example. Like
that movie is fantastic.
So good. And like the history of Vegas... As a degenerate, I'm a big fan of that stuff, but still, it's so interesting.
Well, yeah, it's just cool to know that that's really how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let's do a couple of birthdays today. Celebrating a birthday today.
Something in the orange tells me we're not done.
They say Zach Bryan's the one who killed Bro Country.
To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am.
And this dude is young. Chelsea, how old do you think Zach Bryan is?
Oh, my Lanta. I'm going to go Zach Bryan. 24.
Okay.
Nope. I'm going to say he's 26.
Oh, you're close, Brian Riley.
I was
going to
say 27.
You should have said 27.
Dang it. Dang it.
He is the ripe old age of 28 today.
Oh, gosh.
And just crushing it.
This sounds amazing.
And then friend of the show, and it's kind of weird because we actually compete against him in Grand Forks. But I just want to play. This is from December 2nd, I think 2020 or 2021. We had him on the show for my birthday because it was the long-running bit that I was so jealous of him. But celebrating a birthday today.
You know, I have to admit, this is probably the worst surprise anyone could get. This is, if I'm a surprise, this is one of those like accidental pregnancy surprises with someone you don't really like that much.
Well, see, he was even funny. He was even funny when we had him on for my birthday. Radio DJ extraordinaire, American Idol consultant, I'm sure he's popped up on other things too, bane of my existence, Bobby Bones. It's his birthday today.
Aww. And best friend.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
So the reason why Bobby Bones would come up on the show all the time is because we worked, what would you say, next to each other in Austin, Texas.
I love how you're going
to
say together, but it's not.
the same building.
We worked in the same building, and then I ended up competing against him. Ooh. When I was in Austin, and it's been an ongoing thing that my jealousy of him. Look, green is ugly on anybody, but I am green with envy over that dude.
He's such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy, and he's always been super friendly whenever I've needed something from him, but I would give anything to have his level of success. But he worked way harder than when I was at the club. Seriously,
the truth comes out.
It's true. Like when I was doing it, when I was down there in Austin, I was all about let's hit the clubs and drink and party. He was no, let me work on my craft and become one of the biggest radio DJs of all time.
And he doesn't drink.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he would have been a stick in the mud anyways if you would have took him to the clubs.
But the funny thing is, I would hang out with everyone from his show that would be out drinking, which is crazy. And that's enough promotion of Bobby Bones. How old is Bobby though?
Well, I'm going to say you guys are the same age. I'm going to say 47.
Dang it.
48.
He's 44 today.
44. Oh, young buck.
He really is a good dude. I can't say a negative word except for that I'm super jealous of him. But you know what? I have my own successes. He even told me. He was like, I'm jealous that you have a wife and kids and I'm just getting started in my 40s.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, he told me that. That was a private conversation.
In
Bobby Bones.
And now it's out there.
And he said that in his mansion that's probably seven, eight stories high.
Like, dude, it's so echoey in there. Can you go to a smaller room that's not made of marble?
Sorry, I'm in my mud room right now. That's the size of most people's houses.
This golden throne.